And so that takes me into the kindness, what is required to overcome these destructive principles or these things that we're doing that we are so hell-bent on destroying ourselves. You know, what is it that is really required of us at this time that will take us into a place of total sufficiency in what we're doing, and a surety, a peace of mind, that there's a peace of mind that the way that I'm acting today is a good way, that it's really good, not only for me, but it's good for the people that are around me. And, you know, am I willing to be the one who will smile first? You know, am I willing to be the one who will take that kind action, who will make that kind action, or who will say the thing that no one really wants to say because it's out of the ordinary, or it is not something that anyone else is talking about. And not in a way that's rebellious at all, but in a way that is really affirming the greatness in someone else, that is really affirming the gifts in someone else, but that is not allowing an ignorance, that there is no ignorance about what is not really working in the relationship or in the business or in our relationship with ourselves. It's very important that we're not ignorant. The cost of ignorance is way too high. So we're paying attention. We're paying attention. And am I willing to be kind and to accompany that kindness with my own principles and my own values? And do I know myself well enough to know even what those principles and what those ethics are? And so that draws out in us. What we want to do is we really want to draw out of ourselves a kindness. And how do we do that? How do we draw out of ourselves a great kindness? How do we extend to ourselves a great kindness and have that be something that we mirror in every relationship and not make it a thing of convenience? You know, I'll be kind, but only when it's convenient for me, or I'll slow down, but only when it's convenient for me, instead of really slowing ourselves down and honoring that what we have is we have with any other person a human connection. And do I honor the humanity in myself? Do I slow down enough to have a meaningful conversation? Because our time is so short here, and you know, we don't savor. We don't hold the dignity of others. And we don't tend well to the relationships that are most important to us. And so what is required of us is a tremendous kindness that is really accompanied by a great deal of courage. And, you know, courage is so intimate. I really don't see people comprehending that fully. And, you know, at times none of us comprehend how much tenderness and how much integrity is required in order to say the courageous thing or to do the courageous thing. Because all of that really lives within our deep love of others and our deep love of our own path. I find it really interesting that we will oftentimes support someone else's path, and that we really don't support and love or have the courage to make the openings for our own work and our own path and our own destiny, and that we will see injustice in the world. We will see it, we'll notice it, we'll even make a note of it, we'll go home and we'll be like, wow, that was unjust. And but we won't take the actions. We won't have the courage to come forward and to say, you know, what I'm seeing here is not working. What I'm seeing here is not okay. What I'm seeing here is really hurting or causing damage. You know, and it's so interesting to me that we won't be accountable to those places where we see damage happening, or we won't even be accountable to where we have caused a hurt, or, you know, usually we can see it. You know, we can see it, and, you know, the hope and the wish is that we will really take note and pause. But one of the issues is that we are in such a rush that we've gotten in such a hurry that we don't notice. And if we do notice, well, we're in too much of a hurry to even do anything about it. And sometimes I find that that hurry is a way to stall around something that we need to say, or for us not to come into our courage to come into our hearts, to stand by our pattern integrity, to stand by what we value, to stand by our hearts, that it's a way for us to get around that. We're in such a hurry that we literally use it as an avoidance technique, or a way to avoid what has the most value or heart or meaning to us. And so kindness requires a great deal of slowing down, of paying attention to, is there some harm that is being done here that could be avoided or that could be prevented by my presence or by my words? And I'm not talking about asking other people to be different than they are, because, you know, we really come here as the voice of love. We come here as angels, and you know, when we look at the word authenticity, and we look at the word courage, and we look at the word kindness, we're looking at the words kindness, and when we look at the word authenticity, we're looking at the trusting of our own deeper nature and the nature of the intuition that lives within us. But, you know, we're really brought here, and especially during this time, as an army of angels. And a friend of mine and I used to meet weekly for opportunities to have conversations about what was really meaningful and had value to us. And we were looking at some of the different versions of the Bible, some of the earlier translations in Greek and Aramaic, and what we noticed with the Greek version is that the direct translation really meant that human beings are angels, and I appreciate so much what John O'Donohue says in his Anamkara, in his book, The Anamkara, which is, you know, the body is the angel of the soul. And our real deeper responsibility is to be angels to ourselves. How do I perceive angels to be? Well, angels are beings of complete and utter integrity. They are beings of complete and utter integrity and authenticity and immeasurable kindness. They carry immeasurable kindness. And so we must carry within us the knowledge that that is within us, that we truly are these beings that have come to earth to create a new form of love. And so when we move into the territory of our courage and of our kindness and how these things really hinge on one another, that our courage really needs kindness in order to do good in the world. You know, because we can be courageous and brave and strong and have no intimacy whatsoever in our lives and no intimacy with ourselves and no intimacy with the world. And, you know, I've written a poem that really reminds me of this and how our true nature is to open and to allow the beauty of what is to enter us, and that it will find a way. And the name of this poem, it's called City Spring. And the flowers and nature always find a way to enter into the world. And it's so interesting. I remember being about 5 years old, and I was walking down the sidewalk, and I saw these dandelions that had broken the sidewalk, and they were winning. They were winning. And I've noticed this throughout my life, that the trees will lift the sidewalk and they will break through pavement and they will adjust, so to speak, the very foundations of our home. This is what happens in our nature, that, you know, we set these foundations, we set these, we put pavement over our own true nature, we put requirements and concessions, and we grow far too wise for our own good at times. But, you know, our true nature is kindness, and our true nature is to be courageous and to love what is and to become more of ourselves. Is the most important thing. But this isn't always pretty. This is oftentimes, lifting what we've spent a long time building. And so City Spring is a poem that really reminds me of those little dandelions that are in the sidewalk or the trees that are lifting the pavement and moving through the cracks of our homes. And, you know, I love that. I love when the tree is entering the foundation, when true prosperity and true abundance, trees are the symbol of abundance cross-culturally, and when true abundance comes in and it lifts my foundations, I want to see what's going to come through the crack. And so I would like to share this poem with you. It's called City Spring, and I'd like to say that reading one of my own poems is very vulnerable for me, and I'd like to say that before I share it. But this has such deep heart and meaning for me, and I see that when we write poetry, it is a way to distill what is authentic. And so, City Spring. Spilling over careless youth, distinct flavors punctuate the air, obstinate flowers making lives bend to their will, making unruly beauty touch hard places. Cracks in pavement are mercilessly crowded with poppies, relentlessly rising with tiny fists of yarrow, vilifying concrete, scrawling nature. Cracking and clawing, vomiting spring, its light greens, orange faces pressed. against the broken glass and fractured sidewalks, scarring open, vast parking garages with jasmine vines and young alder, then opening, then lifting entire structures devastated by their beauty. Scarred by their courageous acts of neutrality, punctured and lacerated by simplicity. The new world won't take yes for an answer. And yet they thrive, inconspicuous and then searing open everything, especially the heart. When winter forces spring to give up everything, offering up the temple to the one blessing that each fist carries to all initiations of the soul, life uses all death as food, clarifying, masticizing, nourishment. We should all be so blessed as to rise in firmament, opening the cracks in a culture of killing. They have risen, making gold on the gray overnight. I see something powerful. It is bare root creeping over the gutter. I see something dangerous. The passion flowers have broken the sidewalk. The passion flowers have broken the sidewalk. I see something dangerous. The passion flowers have broken the sidewalk. And so will I allow my passion, will I allow what is beautiful within me, will I allow my own true nature, my kindness and my courage and my authenticity to truly bring my voice into the world? And when I speak, when I bring my voice into the world, do I recognize my own voice? Am I able to recognize my own voice? Am I able to recognize who I really am? My own kindness, my own culture, my own love, my own authenticity? And will I accompany my kindness with the great courage that it takes to open a new conversation that includes love and creativity and vulnerability? I want to thank you for listening, and thank you so much for your interest in this work and in doing the work of being kind to ourselves and being kind to others, and the deep work of being courage and accompanying our kindness with our courage. This is the most important thing, that our love gets into the world through our voice, through our heart, and through our hands. I thank you so much, and walk in beauty. Medicine Media.